did not allow a Vegas touchdown. You had 2 takeaways, 4 sacks on the day. How do you describe just the collective effort?
I mean, it was just a great team win. You know, offensively, defensively, special teams, shout out to Shea, popping off with the block. That was a great job. He helped change the game. But, yeah, you know, last night, you know, talked to the defense and challenged us to, you know, let this be our best effort. You know, I knew, you know, Bowers wasn't playing, and obviously they had some things they were working through on the other side. But, you know, I felt like tonight was all about us. You know, could we respond to, you know, the game we had against the Rams? Could we go out there and try to put our best effort on tape? And I think we had a good chance at that today. Obviously, we got some stuff we need to clean up, but I was proud of the effort we put out today defensively.
How did Shea set the tone with that block early?
Man, I've been there. I understand. You know, when you gotta, you know, we gave up a little drive, 3-and-out first drive, which was rare. It was the first time in the season. Gave up 3 points on the back end, and then, you know, for Shea to just follow up with that block, that was a monster play. You know, when special teams makes a play like that, you know, obviously you got a great chance to push yourself in this situation you're in. Offense followed up with a touchdown. That's complimentary ball, something that we've been really good at so far.
Saw you hit the Shaq celly after the sack.
Yeah.
Had to, right?
Yeah, look, first of all, I'm the only one on the team that can hit that. You know, shout out to Omega's high five return. So, yeah, can't nobody else hit that. Fans can't. Please don't throw the hooks up. Man, just definitely had to make a play. You know, my boy was in town. He was in the building, so I had to make a play. And I knew when I did it, I was definitely going to give my honor to him. You know, he's a legend. I'm glad he got the flowers that he deserves.
What did you see over the course of this week in response to that performance in L.A. that indicated this type of day was possible?
Honestly, I just felt like, you know, respectfully, I felt like we gave L.A. too much credit. You know, I think after we played L.A., we realized that we that team. You know, we the team that's the test for everybody else. And everybody else needs to start responding to how we play. So today was just another opportunity for us to put that on tape. Like I said, we got stuff that we need to clean up on all 3 phases. Devastated about Spence going down. Devastated. That was a nasty play. I ain't going to do that, but that was a nasty play. But, you know, we got some stuff we need to work on. We got to get better. But definitely happy that we came out with the win.
Last year, a lot of one-score games. We see a lot of one-score games in this league. Shane's talked about it a lot. But to beat teams consistently this season by a lot, like, what's it say about the preparation, just the connectedness of this team?
Man, honestly, I give a credit to Shane. You know, I think since the spring, he's just preached about focusing on ourselves, playing to our standard, and just continue to push ourselves every single day. And I think that's what shows up on film. You know, I think regardless of the level of the competition that we play in, I think we play to a certain standard. And it's either you're going to get to that standard or you're going to get ran off the field. So,
series where you have the penalty and then you get the sack right away. Like, what does that do for you to wipe out a negative play so quickly?
Well, to be honest with you, so we were doubling the tight end, and Cam jammed him. You know, I just gave him a bump. I guess I was being too physical, so unfortunately for him. But, you know, I think, we take every play one at a time. You know, I got to take my own advice. You know, when the young guys on the team, when they give up a tough play, all I tell them, look, next play, the ball's coming back to you. Be ready for your next opportunity. So I had to take my own advice, and, you know, thankfully I was able to help and make a play that the team could win. So, like I said, we got some stuff to clean up. I got some stuff to clean up myself. But, you know, overall, a great performance today by the defense.
Z, what feels different about this season, the standard, whatever you all are chasing at this point, 5 games in?
Man, I just think, first off, like we said before, I feel like all the guys said, we were real close-knit team. Like, we really enjoy each other. You know, those bonds and those relationships are real. I think that started in the spring. I think we got a purpose together as a team, playing for Jim. I think that means a lot to every single person in this building, from ownership to the last man on the roster. And like I said, man, Shane just got us on the way. We're just getting better every single day. And I think over time, that's what ends up making the difference.
You had the guitar today. What did that mean for you to get that honor going into this game?
Man, I was glad that I was able to, you know, get my week. And, you know, obviously, you know, I have my own relationship with Mr. Irsay and the Irsay family. You know, definitely appreciative of the opportunity they gave me to play this game and put a great organization. So the fact that I was able to come in with the guitar, honor Jim, make a play, give a salute to my boy D. Leonard, it was a good day.
See, I want to say earlier in the season, you mentioned, hey, I believe we're a team of destiny. And talked to Braden Smith, and he was saying, we're trying to be a contender. Like, what is that like when you're trying to chase, you know, this next level after, you know, kind of being close the last couple of years, but never really breaking through?
You know, I think today was just a great example of responding. You know, great teams respond after disappointing performances. You know, last week was a disappointing performance for us. So today we just came out and responded. But it's a week-to-week league. So we got to continue to get better. Like I said, it's some things that we got to clean up. We got ways to go. It's a long season. But like I said, we just want to keep going. We're going to keep grinding.
What has impressed you the most about Lou as a defensive coordinator and his schemes that he draws up for you guys?
He's just able to respond. He's not afraid to, you know, if he sees somebody that's hot, he's going to send them. It's a chess match in the NFL, and he's never afraid to make the move that's going to help the team win and help a guy make a play.
Did Makai steal your pick?
He did steal my pick. That's crazy. You seen that, right? That's cool. Don't worry about it. That's cool. I'm happy for him. No hate in my heart about that.
Right.
For sure.